You're listening to SBS News.
Quarantine will be a thing of the past for fully vaccinated international travellers in New South Wales from November 1. Premier Dominic Perrottet says returning Australians and tourists won't have to isolate upon arrival in the state if they're fully vaccinated and test negative for the virus on departure and arrival.
We're leading the nation out of this pandemic. A hotel quarantine, home quarantine is a thing of the past. We are opening Sydney and New South Wales to the world.
However, hotel quarantine will remain a requirement for unvaccinated arrivals, with a cap of 210 spots available a week.
But there is absolutely no reason, if you are fully vaccinated, if you're returning Australian or a tourist, that you should have to do hotel quarantine. This is going to be a boom for people coming back home, and it's going to be a boom for our tourism industry as we lead the nation out of this pandemic.
But the Premier's planned tourism boom will have to wait. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who's only just finished 2 weeks of quarantine himself, controls international borders, and he says returning Australians and their parents will be first in line to enter Australia.
No, the federal government is not opening it up to anything other than Australian citizens and residents and their immediate families. That is what will happen from the 1st of November in New South Wales, and indeed all around the country for Australians departing.
He says skilled workers and university students will be next up.
And then we'll move on to the challenge of dealing with international visitors to Australia. So everything all in good time. We're not rushing into this. We're taking it carefully, step by step.
Big steps the nation's top doctors aren't entirely comfortable with. The Australian Medical Association's Dr. Michael Bonning is concerned about the risk to those who aren't vaccinated.
A significant proportion of the population unvaccinated or not yet vaccinated. And that includes younger children who we don't yet have a clear plan from the federal government around regulation about how we would do that.
The move took other states by surprise, especially Victoria, where Health Minister Martin Foley announced plans to reopen the border with New South Wales.
Everyone just needs to take a chill pill. We're not aware of the full details of a media release hot off the printer from the New South Wales government.
From 11:59pm on Tuesday, fully vaccinated people from a red zone such as Sydney will be free to enter Victoria, but they'll have to take two COVID tests, one before arrival and one after. Victorian authorities have confirmed that after landing in Sydney, fully vaccinated travellers could travel on to Victoria. An epidemiologist at Deakin University, Professor Catherine Bennett, says testing is key.
This will actually be people followed up for testing. That's an important part of this as well. So I do think it's a safe program, putting the emphasis on testing, and only if someone's positive, then you need to work with that person or family around isolation requirements.
But the decision to open New South Wales's international border could mean interstate borders stay shut longer. Queensland, with very little COVID-19 circulating in the community, is reluctant to bring down the walls. Health Minister Yvette Dath says the New South Wales announcement makes it even more critical for Queenslanders to get vaccinated.
The chance that they might open up and get even more cases, their risk is already high. They're already operating at that level. So we're concentrating on when the virus comes to Queensland, and it will, what are we going to do to protect our community?
In the same press conference where he announced New South Wales was opening to the world, Premier Perrottet postponed the return of regional travel. Deputy Premier Paul Toole says he understands the decision will be unpopular, but that it's necessary due to lagging vaccination rates in the regions.
If we opened up regional communities on Monday, we'd only see 36% of our local government areas being double vaxxed. It is too early, and we know that if we wait another 2 weeks, we'll be in the same position as what Sydney is today. That will see more than 70% of our regional local government areas being double vaxxed.
Sydneysiders will be permitted to visit regional New South Wales from November the 1st. The Mayor of Kiama Council, Mark Honey, is pleased to have some certainty for his coastal town.
For the past many months, it's been a changing game from week to week and almost from day to day. So to actually have that certainty is really a good thing. But it's a little bit disappointing. The businesses were starting already to be prepared for regional travel to be opened up this weekend.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS World News.